I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here's your 3-Minute Reset. You know, we tend to over-spiritualize a lot of our problems. If you experience yourself getting anxious and relationships breaking down at work and you're unable to focus and your health feels like it's taking a dive, you know, a lot of times you'll go to the Lord in prayer if you're a devout Christian and say, hey, what's going on? Can you give me peace? And I think God doesn't often bypass the laws of nature that he created. So let me ask you this question. If you're experiencing breakdown in all these different areas, are you sleeping enough? I once heard a really powerful homily, a really powerful sermon, and it was really short. And the preacher said, sleep is a weapon. Sleep is a weapon. Like, make sure you use it. And he said, I heard this when I was a college kid and completely undervaluing sleep in my life. It is a weapon. And if you matter to God and your body matters, it's a temple of the Holy Spirit. Are you getting enough sleep to be a healthy person?
And I know, Chris, that in certain times in my life, I can actually take pride, and that's probably a good sign that it's not the right thing, in the fact that, oh yeah, I don't need a lot of sleep, or I'm getting through without that. And we really open ourselves up to attack and to despair and to all those other things. I recently did something I don't usually do because I'm not a real techie guy, but my sons were interested in this technology, and it's called Whoop, W-H-O-O-P. And it does basically just a few things. I wear it on my arm, and then every night I can look and see how much sleep I got and what kind of sleep it was. Mm. And it's really helped me focus on this, which is great because God wants me to sleep. And it's given me a whole new sense of empathy for people that have sleep problems, like real sleep problems. It's torture, and they need prayer, and they need encouragement to deal with that. Because we talk, Jesus slept at times in the Bible. And we know that he gave us that as a gift to restore us. And yet it's so easy for people to say, oh yeah, I'm working really late, or I'm doing stuff for my family. And I know as a dad, sometimes I take pride in the fact that I'll get up in the middle of the night over and over and over to do something for my kids. And then I say, but I can still get up and go to work. And ultimately, I pay the price, and so do they.
And so does everybody who works for you, Pat. I mean, right, as a leader in a business, if we're not taking care of the machine that is ourselves, how can we possibly lead well? I was reading this recently that for teenagers, sleep can make you forgetful, give you more pimples, make you aggressive, lead to sugar addiction, leads to unsafe driving. Pretty much every problem that has cost society billions from teenagers doing costly things can be solved by them sleeping. But this extends way into adulthood. So we got to take this really seriously. It is a weapon.
And let's pray. God, help us to realize that you give us these gifts, these natural things, for a reason. And help us to obey you in the big things and even in the daily things in managing our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.